This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's foreign ministry says U.S. support for Kyiv is solid despite no new financial support for the war-torn country. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A Ukraine foreign ministry spokesperson says American support for its country remains strong despite news that the stopgap budget bill won't include new financial support for Kyiv. This is because ongoing aid programs won't affect billions of dollars of financial assistance already pledged. But the omission of new aid raises concerns, as U.S. President Biden stresses in a speech.
We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. I fully expect the speaker to keep his commitment to secure passage and support needed to help Ukraine as they defend themselves against aggression and brutality.
President Zelensky recently told U.S. lawmakers additional aid is crucial for continuing the fight. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says its warplanes have carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital. A ministry statement said Sunday that some 20 targets of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, were destroyed in the aerial operation, including caves, shelters, and depots. Earlier, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near an entrance of the Interior Ministry, injuring two police officers. Fireworks lit up Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor on Sunday, dazzling tens of thousands of spectators as the city celebrated China's 74th National Day. Police estimate over 430,000 locals and tourists gathered on both sides of Victoria Harbor to witness the first National Day fireworks display in 5 years. This is VOA News. More than a dozen people have been killed after a fire tore through adjoining nightclubs in the Spanish city of Murcia, emergency services said on Sunday. They added that rescuers were still searching for those unaccounted for after the blaze. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Diego Serral of Spain's National Police told reporters the dead were found in the La Fonda nightclub, which has sustained the majority of fire damage, including the collapse of its roof. A spokesperson for the Teatro nightclub told reporters the fire originated in La Fonda before spreading to the other two adjoining clubs. The cause of the blaze is being investigated. Spanish media reported several birthday celebrations were taking place at the time. Murcia's mayor, Jose Ballesta, told a Spanish TV channel the fire was now under control.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. A church roof in northern Mexico collapsed during Sunday Mass, killing at least five people and injuring several others, local authorities and media said, with rescuers digging through the rubble searching for any survivors. Footage on social media showed the moment the church roof caved in, puffs of gray smoke billowing into the air, followed by the toppling of yellow brick outer walls. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter turned 99 years old on Sunday and was celebrated at a party in the city of Atlanta. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
The video comes from the Carter Center, which also had an online social media campaign for people to send birthday greetings to the former president, who was born in 1924. Some participants remember him for helping low-income and minority Americans. Older Americans say history has proven Carter right on controversial decisions like not attacking Iran in an effort to free American hostages. And younger voters are praising Carter's emphasis on the environment. The former president has battled a series of health issues and is on home hospice care, while his wife Rosalind has dementia. So the two had plans for just a quiet birthday party at their Plains, Georgia home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gabon's transitional president, who ousted the leader of the Central African country at the end of August, received a show of support from neighboring Republic of Congo on Sunday after he met his counterpart, aiming to improve relations and ease Gabon's isolation. General Brice Oligui Nguema overthrew Ali Bongo, who had ruled Gabon since 2009, moments after he was proclaimed the winner in a presidential election in late August. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.